this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maronim Barasi Sheyichio, the schus Yedid Navshi, Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita, Lebracha Vatzlacha B'chomase Yadav. We are going to be talking about Parshas Tzav and related to Pesach, based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Admor Mitona, Shlita. Parsha begins, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Tzavis Aram is Banav Lemor, Zos Torah se Ola hi Ola al Mokdal Mizbech Kol Alay Lara Boker, Veisha Mizbech Tukad Bo. And Hashem told Moshe, saying, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the Korban Ola, the burnt offering. This is the oil that burns on the flame on the Mizbech for the entire night, until the morning, and the fire of the Mizbech should be kept aflame with it. Rashi comments, Tzav es Aaron, ein tzav el lashon zeruz miyadu ledoros. Command Aaron. This is a term that connotes motivation, alacrity, for the present and future generations. So the first question, Mori Barabi always presents a series of questions and then offers an approach to answer them all. The first question is, why did the Torah only tell Moshe to inspire Aaron to perform his avodah with zrizus when it gave the mitzvah of Korban Ola, which is found in the second parsha that talks about Karbanos, instead of telling him at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah begins with Karbanos? We also find, with regard to the Karban Pesach, that the Torah places extra emphasis on the meat of Zrizus. Da'abro kol adas b'nei adas Yisrael le'mor b'ein b'esra l'chodesh ezev yichulam yisrael l'beis avos. Speak to the entire congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take a sheep for each parental home. So we learn from this Pasuk that there was a special mitzvah which applied only to Pesach Mitzrayim. The Karban Pesach that was offered in Egypt, that was to set aside the sheep that would be used for the Karban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan, 4 days before it was due to be sacrificed. The reason for this, says the Medrash, V'alo b'yidalet hu nishchatu maitam lakhu be'esor, amdu me'avram avinu v'yashkem avram b'boker, ofachaz rizusa d'avrami. Karban Pesach was only slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan. So why did it need to be taken on the 10th? They learned from Avram. As it says, Avram arose early in the morning. Here too is the Zerizus of Avram. The meat of Zerizus also plays a role in Pesach Doros, the Karban Pesach that was offered in future years. The Gemara tells us, Samach Hay and Psachim, that the people who came to bring the Karban Pesach were divided into three groups that would enter the Hazara, the Beis HaMikdash, one at a time to bring their Karbanos. While the Kohanim were performing the Avodah, the group that was in the Azara would recite the Hallel, and the Gemara tells us that the third group never reached the words Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem before the Kohanim finished offering their Karbanos, because there were so few people in that group. The Gemara goes on to say that the third group was called Koach Hatzlanis, the lazy group, because even though it was technically necessary for there to be a third group, the fact that a person allowed himself to be deferred to the last group and didn't make his way to one of the earlier groups reflected on a lack of zrizus. The Gemara compares this to the fact that although society needs tanners, which involves foul-smelling materials, and it also needs perfume dealers, it's better to be a perfume dealer you smell good and not a tanner where you don't smell good. There's a din in the laws of Karban Pesach that you have to do minui. You have to be... has to be assigned to you. The Gemara says that if someone tells his children that he's designating the Karban Pesach for whichever one of them arrives in Yerushalayim first, as soon as the first child enters the city, he merits his portion, and all of the other children merit their portions as well, as their father didn't actually intend to exclude them, but rather to inspire them to act with zrizus. The attribute of Zrizus is always praiseworthy, yet regarding other mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't generally issue extra commandments to act with Zrizus. So we have to understand why in the two instances of Karban Pesach and Karban Ola did the Torah place such a great emphasis on Zrizus. We have the Gemara that tells us that the people who didn't come early for the Karban Pesach were lack Zrizus, they were lazy. We have that you take it early, like Avram Avinu, Zrizus. And we have Karban Ola, Tzav, is a Lashon of Zrizus. Why Dafka by the Karban Pesach and Karban Ola does the Torah place such a great emphasis on Zrizus? Also, Uncle is translating the pasuk of Chomushim Ol B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, and B'nai Yisrael were armed when they left Egypt. Umizorizin Sliku B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. B'nai Yisrael left the land of Egypt with enthusiasm. Similarly, the Rambam writes Nusach Hagadah Shenagu B'av Yisrael B'zman Hagalas Kachu Masrael Kol Sheni V'omre B'behilu Yatzanu Mitzrayim. The word of that God that Klai Yisrael traditionally says during the time of exile is, we begin the proceedings of the second cup and say, with hurry we left Egypt. This is the bread of afflictions that our forefathers ate. So you see that Zrizus is a central theme not only of the Karban Pesach, but of Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechlal. So how can we apply this to our Avodas Hashem? We find an additional pasuk regarding the commandment to set aside the sheep for the Karban Pesach and Mitzrayim. It says, Vayikra Moshe L'chol Ziknei Yisrael V'yomar Lehem Mishchu kulachem tzon lemishpachoseichem mishachatu apasach. And Moshe called all the elders of Israel and told them, draw and take for yourselves a sheep for your families and slaughter the Karban Pesach. The Medrash explains the context in which this instruction was issued and says, Amar lehem mishchu yideichem me'avodah zarah v'yidabku b'mitzvos. Moshe told them, draw your hands away from idolatry and cling to mitzvahs. Rebbe Misera says, but it says, and they didn't listen to Moshe because of shortness of breath. A person receives good tidings and isn't happy. You're told you had a son. Your master set you free. He's not joyous. So why does it say, and they didn't listen to Moshe? Rather, we learn from this that it was difficult for them to separate themselves from idolatry. We see from this midrash that the additional commandment of setting aside the Karban Pesach 4 days before it was due to be offered was in order to aid Klal Yisrael in separating and distancing themselves from the idolatry that they had become involved in Egypt. It was hard for them to separate. So, Mishchu Yedeichem Me'avodah Zarah Kulachem. We're supposed to take the Karban Pesach to help us off, to wean us off our Avodah Zarah. In addition, we find the Torah draws a correlation between Avodah Zarah and heaviness. Where do we see the connection between Avodah Zarah and heaviness? Regarding Avodah Zarah, the Pesukim say, Kara bal keres nevo, hayu atzaveim l'chayu v'l'vehema, nesaseichem amusos masala yefa, kursu koru yachtav lo yochlu malet, masav v'nafsham b'shvi halacha. So this is a very difficult pasuk to translate. So according to the Radak and the Metzudis, it goes like this. Bel, as in Avodah Zarah, is bowed over. Nevo has collapsed. Their idols were loaded upon the beasts and upon the oxen. Your carriers are overburdened and weary. They, the idols, collapsed and sprawled out together. They couldn't save themselves from being carried off, and they were taken into captivity. Targum Yonasan describes idols as Yekirin al Natlehon. They are heavy upon those who carry them. Similarly, the Gemara says about Avodah Zarah, Atik Rikvodu al Kvedo. Don't read its honor, rather read its heaviness. Chazal also tell us that it's easier to carry a live being than something that's dead, because a chai no seis atzma, one who's alive carries himself. So we can deduce that because the Avodah Zarah has no power or life force, it's dead weight that can carry himself. And all those who carry it become connected to it and become tired and lifeless because they disconnected to themselves from Hashem, who's the source of life. Pasuk says, Chai chai hu yoducha. The living he shall praise you. These are the living, those are connected to Hashem. Those who are connected to Avodah Zarah are heavy. We also find regarding slaves, the Rashba says, Bavakamet Sadi Zayin, Stam Avodim Atzlanimim, slaves are generally lazy. This is because a slave's will is totally nullified to his master. His life is subjugation, so he doesn't have any personal aspirations, so he's just lazy. He loses himself. So we understand that Klal Yisrael, after hundreds of years of subjugation to the idolatrous Egyptians, who were heavy, who were slothful, were stricken with laziness and heaviness. They didn't know what free will was. Their masters were idol worshippers. And that causes heaviness. So the Jewish people seeped into a very low spiritual state. So therefore, to get rid of the laziness, we need the mitzvah of Korban Pesach to shake off the shackles of their slave mentality, invigorate them with a new energy. So it was already told on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to bring the Korban on the 10th, even though it was only going to be offered on the 14th. This is to give them time to prepare for the mitzvah, as the efforts they would invest in preparing themselves will help them break free of the laziness that they had become habituated to. And this also explains why they were instructed to eat the Korban Pesach b'chipazon in a hurried fashion. So even though chipazon isn't such a positive attribute, to eat it in a hurried fashion, your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staffs in your hands, you eat it in a hurried fashion. So chipazon isn't an entirely positive attribute, and rushing brings its own set of problems. But to free themselves from their laziness, they had to go to the opposite extreme. Like the Rambam says, if you have a negative meat, you have to go to the opposite extreme. Therefore, this whole mitzvah is bebehilu. You have to do it fast to get rid of the avodah zarah, this terrible meat of avodah zarah, of heaviness. In addition to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim had special divine energy to uplift Klal Yisrael. Kol Dodi Nezeba Medalek Alahar Mekapetz Alagvos, the voice of my beloved. Behold, it is coming, springing over the mountains, leaping over the hills. The Medrash explains this pasuk as follows. I'll just read it in English. In the translation, the rabbis say, the voice of my beloved, behold, it is coming. This refers to Moshe. At the time he came and told Klal Yisrael, in this month you'll be redeemed. They told him, Moshe, how can we be redeemed when Mitzrayim is filtered with our idolatry? He said, since Hashem desires your redemption, he doesn't look at your avoda zara, rather he leaps over the mountains. Mountains are reference to avoda zara, as it says, on the mountaintops you slaughtered and on the hills. The act of leaping signifies a state of invigoration and joy, the opposite of the heaviness of avoda zara. We see from this medrash that Hashem himself redeemed Klal Yisrael from the impurity of their avodah zarah by leaping over their avodah zarah in order to elevate them to a state of purity. So they're no longer burdened by the dead weight of avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. He leaps. We should also be zocha to leap. So this is what this teaches us in avodah Hashem. Mitzrayim is about overcoming heaviness, overcoming avodah zarah, zrizus. B'chol dor b'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo kol yatzmo Mitzrayim shenever egad tel lebincha b'yom hulem or babor zeh asa Hashem li. But say see Mitzrayim, see yourself as if you're leaving Egypt. So every year on Pesach we have an opportunity to make a fresh start in avodah Hashem, tap into the spiritual power of Pesach, leap to new levels of zrizus in performing mitzvahs. So that's why this is the best time to teach your children to do mitzvahs bezrizus. And that's what we saw, that if someone tells his children that he's giving them the Korban Pesach, whoever comes to Yerushalayim first, or the father didn't intend to exclude any of them, but he's trying to teach them zrizus dafka by the Korban Pesach. Run, get to Yerushalayim quickly. Chazal tell us that the Korban Ola atones for sinful thoughts, which go through our minds, unfortunately, all too often, and a person can't stop them. So the way to counteract this phenomenon is by making oneself busy with mitzvahs. And that's why specifically the Korban Ola, which is for bad machshavos, Yerushalmi, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. The Korban Ola, we were told to have zerizus. Aaron is told to have zerizus, specifically the Korban Ola, and not earlier, because when you do mitzvahs bezrizus, you're able to overcome your sinful thoughts. And that's why very often Shabbos HaGadol, Parashat Tzav, is Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos before Pesach, because there's a connection between Shabbos HaGadol and the Midah of Zrizus. Torah explains that Shabbos HaGadol is in commemoration of the miracle that occurred when Klal Yisrael set aside their sheep and tied them to their bedposts for the Korban Pesach, while the Egyptians who worshipped sheep looked on angrily but were powerless to do anything. The bed is a place of rest, and that's where a person is prone to laziness, we all know. Pasuk says, "Hadelas tisa v'atzir v'asa amitasa." As the door turns on its hinges, so to a lazy person in his bed. So every person, with one way or another, we all have that. You know, the alarm goes off in the morning until we get out of bed. Not always with zrizus, unfortunately. Not always. Not all of us. So on Shabbos Hagadol, we take the Korban Pesach 4 days before. We tie it to our bedposts to overcome the Korban Pesach. Symbolizes overcoming laziness. Beating the Babud Azara, beating the Egyptians, so we connect it to our beds. Amazing. What beautiful Torah. We should all seize this opportunity, says the Rabbi Shlita, to reinvigorate ourselves in the Midah of Zrizus, so we should fulfill the Pasuk, Chai Chai Hu Yoducha, and in this Chus, we should be Zocha to the Ula Hashlema, Amen, Kein Yirachem. Thank you so much for listening, Sviyas, most beloved friends.